It is time for a scripture reading.
今天的经文在约翰二书一到六节。
The scriptures for today is in second book of John, verses 1-6.
请大家打开圣经，听我来读。
I will read it for you.
做长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太和他的儿女，就是我诚心所爱的，不但我爱，也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。爱你们是为真理的缘故，这真理存在我们里面，也必永远与我们同在。恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和他儿子耶稣基督，在真理和爱心上必常与我们同在。我见你的儿女有照我们从父所受之命令遵行真理的，就甚欢喜。太太呀，我现在劝你，我们大家要彼此相爱。这并不是我写一条新命令给你，乃是我们从起初所受的命令。我们若照他的命令行，这就是爱。你们从起初所听见当行的，就是这命令。下面是信息的时间。
It is time for the message today.
今天信息的题目是在真理中相爱。
The title for the message is Love Each Other in Truth.
我们把时间交给林牧师。
Let's give the time to Pastor Lin. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天这个信息是讲到说我们在真理中相爱。
So the message for today is to tell us how to love each other in truth.
我们知道我们信了耶稣以后不可以用人的血气来彼此相爱。
We know that after we believe in Jesus Christ, we cannot love people with the like the world does.
那个会出问题的。
That will have some problem.
你看连亲兄弟都因为发生了争执而没有来往。
Like the dearest brothers, they will rebuke to each other in some conflicts.
所以常常牢记在我心里说，我只能够用神的爱来跟弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
So I always remind myself that I can only love people with God's love.
神的爱它是没有条件，是牺牲的。
God's love is unconditional, it's sacrificial.
而且是恒久忍耐的。
It's also enduring love.
因为有些人你是必须要对他很忍耐的。
Because for some people, you need to have an endless enduring.
用这样的一个，而且这个是永不止息的。
And also, this is an everlasting love.
今天、明天、明年，我对这个人的爱都没有改变。
Even for today, tomorrow, or next year, the love for this to these people will never change.
就像耶稣爱我们一样。
Just like how Jesus loves us.
我们来爱弟兄姐妹。
So we can like this, we can love brothers and sisters.
爱家人，爱众人。
And love the family and love all people.
但是要做到这个样的话，除非你这个人里面有圣灵。
But to do this, unless there's Holy Spirit living in you.
我想一个基督徒啊，每天都在打仗。
So as a Christian, you fight every day.
所以我们信了主。
Although we believe in
God. 包括我是牧师哈。
Just like I'm a pastor.
但是我们的人的那个血气啊，那个老我还在。
But the boldness and the old myself is still within us.
So we every day in our heart is Spirit and Flesh fighting.
So every day in our body is like the Holy Spirit and the evil spirit are always fighting to themselves.
那魔鬼邪灵一直在引诱我们去犯罪。
So the devil within us is always tempting us to sin.
而且圣灵也是跟我们人来的这个人的血气在征战。
The Holy Spirit is also fighting within our heart.
所以我们要靠着圣灵。
So we need the help of Holy Spirit.
来彼此相爱。
So that we can love each other.
所以罗马书五章八节说。
In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 8.
他说圣灵把将神的爱厚厚的浇灌在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit give us God's love.
下面那个，如果没有神把他的爱浇灌在我们，我们可能没有办法用神的爱来爱弟兄姐妹。
Without the Holy Spirit giving us God's love, it's never possible that we can love brothers and sisters.
因为每一个人哦，需要被爱的，他的情况是不一样的。
Because everyone who needs love, their needs may be different.
所以我们面对着不同需要的人，需要被爱的人，我们怎么样来爱他们？
So when we face people's different needs, how can we love them?
神借着我们。
So through us.
他可以享受到神的爱。
So they can experience God's love.
所以，但是我们几乎每一个教会，每一个礼拜都在讲彼此相爱。
So almost every week, the churches talk about love each other.
查经也在讲彼此相爱。
So even in Bible studies.
可那个爱是一个很抽象的名词。
But the love is not very concrete.
能不能具体一点？就是有一些 detail， 一些具体一点。
So how do we look for the detail for the love?
所以这里就告诉我们说，我们要在真理里面相爱。
So here it tells us to love each other in truth.
好，就是说，我们按照真理彼此相爱有一个好处。
So there's an advantage if we follow the truth.
没有我的私心。
So that they will not, it's not loving for myself.
既然圣经是神的话，
since Bible is the word from God,
所以我按照圣经来爱你，就是按照神的旨意来爱你。
So when I follow the Bible, it's like following God's
truth. 所以在这里，第一节到第三节里面讲到爱的问安跟祝福。
So in verses 1 to 3, it talks about the greetings in love.
圣经里面常常有这个问安 这一句话。
In the Bible, there is always it always starts with greetings.
它其实它里面是包括这个祝福的。
It actually contains the blessings in it.
你们有打电话给我的人，对不对？有个经验哈。
So if you have ever called me,
我第一句话跟你说什么？你们还记得吗
？What's the first word I?
你们有打电话给我，然后我说什么？对。
Peace be with you.
所以你们要常打电话给我，对不对？
So you should always call me.
这个平安里面带着祝福，你们都不打电话了，那这个我就没有机会对你讲平安跟祝福。
Because the greetings is always with blessings.
好，我们爱是因为了真理的缘故。
We love is for the truth.
因为耶稣说，我讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because Jesus says that my word is the life, is life.
而且神是灵
，and God is the Spirit.
所以呢，我是为了神来爱你。
So therefore, I'm loving you for the sake of God.
老约翰写信给教会哈。
John wrote this letter to churches.
他说：“做长老的，我写信给你们。
”He says, "As elders, I write to you."
这个长老有两个意思哈。
There are two meanings.
一个是年纪大。
One means the people are in certain age.
另外一个是当地教会的长老。
And two means the title of elder in some churches.
他是有点像今天的牧师，他是在牧会的。
Just like the pastors today.
比如说这个保罗旅行布道，在各地安立长老。
Like Paul has traveled around and appointed elders in each church.
他要离开一个教会，他一定要安立一个长老在那里牧会。
So as he leave a church, he appointed some elders there so they can shepherd the church.
还有彼得跟约翰也是长老。
Just like Peter and John, they are both elders.
所以我想说一个牧者哈，写信给弟兄姐妹来关心他们，这个是很正常的，这是好的。
So as a pastor, they write letters to brothers and sisters. This is normal and this is good.
我现在每一个礼拜哈。我都会收到我过去牧会的弟兄姐妹给我的信。
Every week I receive letters from brothers and sisters in my previous church.
那我会给他回信，用很多神的话来鼓励、安慰、帮助他们。
I give them feedbacks and also give them God's words to encourage them.
乃欢email 给我。
Suki also emailed me.
还有其他离开我们这里的也 email 给我。
And also some brothers and sisters who left here, they also emailed me.
所以我每天都会有很多的信。
So every day I have many emails.
我想关心他们的灵性、他们的家庭、他们的学业、他们的工作。
So I can care for their needs, their spiritual life.
最近我非常喜欢关心他们的婚姻。
And these days I also care about their marriage life.
因为我很喜欢替人家上婚前辅导。
Because I really like to have marriage counseling.
我想一个牧者如果缺少爱，大概他没有办法牧会。
Without love, I think a pastor cannot shepherd a church.
这不是工作，这是一种奉献。
This is not really a work. This is an offering.
所以他这里 讲到说给蒙拣选的太太，这个是什么意思？
So what does it mean that it says that to the lady chosen by God?
那耶稣要讲说，哎，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你们去结果子。
But Jesus also said that it's not you have chosen me, but I have chosen you to bear fruits.
这个结果子就是说，因为你那让一些人一个家庭信主。
The meaning of bear fruit here means that through you, that more people can believe in God.
因为你那有的人的人生他就有很大的改变。
So maybe through you, some people's life can be changed.
我常常鼓励这个弟兄姐妹。
I always encourage brothers and sisters.
你要做别人的贵人。
So you can be the lucky man for people.
你知道贵人是什么意思啊？
What do you know what lucky man means?
我常常听到很多人抱怨。
Sometimes I hear people complain.
哎呀，我没有这个习近平这样的亲戚啊，这个官老是升不起来哈。有没有听到有很多人这样啊？
有。I don't have a very good relative, so I cannot be in high positions.
有一个人他在台北卖花。
Someone who sells flowers in Taipei.
啊，因为她是副总统的媳妇。
Because she is the
媳妇 daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law for the vice president.
哦，她的花店生意好的不得了。
So the flower shop actually has very good business.
因为副总统是她公公。
Because the vice president is her father-in-law.
所以那个。他公公就是他的贵人。
So her father-in-law is like lucky man for her.
可是他的公公哦，啊，一副总统不做，他这个花店三个月就关起来了。
Once that the vice president is not in the position anymore, then the flower shop is closed after three months.
那不是真正的贵人。
So this is not truly the lucky man.
我问你们，保罗的贵人是谁
？Who is Paul's lucky man?
你还记得吗？有一个人三个字的，嗯。
There are three words.
我的名字只有两个字，这个人名字是三个字，啊？哦，有书签，对你答对了，我书签今天没有给你，改天。答对了，我跟你讲，保罗的贵人是谁？你告诉我。对，又是每次是，我真的去买书签送给他哦，我去可兰巴讲话啥？我记得欠一个，对，巴拉巴，你看是他带他去见耶路撒冷长老啊，啊。
If you can answer the question correctly, you can get a bookmark from Pastor Lin.
所以我鼓励各位做别人的贵人，不要想，哎呀，我能不能遇到一个贵人？不要这样想。
So I encourage you to become the lucky man for others.
那第二个呢？这个太太是什么意思？
Secondly, what does it mean for the lady here?
因为当时那个罗马帝国逼迫教会。
So at that time, the Roman government was crucifying the churches.
所以他呢就用太太来代替某一个教会。
So John actually uses the lady to represent the church.
免得那个教会受到逼迫。
So therefore, the church will not be crucified.
我在长岛的时候，我们派一个宣教士到河南。
When I was in Long Island, we sent the minister to Henan.
他特别交代我。
And
他交代我，那个宣教士交代我。
The minister told me,
你千万给我的 email 不要有任何圣经。
So do not contain any words from the Bible in any emails.
也不要问我在那边传福音的情形。
And also do not ask me anything about the ministry I have over there.
他说啊，你要给我一些暗号。
Send me some signs.
比如说我说，哎，你每天都到哪里吃饭？
For example, I asked him, where do you have dinner every day?
就说你在哪里带查经。
So that means that where do you have Bible study?
啊，所以我都用很多暗号啊。
So I always have to use signs when I say these words.
啊，你最近有没有去哪里玩？
So where do you go for tourism?
就是你有到几个地方去传福音？
So that means where do you proclaim the gospel?
哦，我就用这样子 email 咧。
So that's how I do the email.
就是为了他的安全嘛。
That's also for his safety.
好，这是一个意思啊。另外一个说，有一个姐妹叫做可丽亚。
There is a sister. Her name is Korea.
我不晓得你弄到哪里去了。有个姐妹是，她是可丽亚，就是这个可丽亚姐妹，所以她称她为太太，因为她的先生可能过世了。
The sister Korea. John asks her, calls her a lady.
好，不管是教会或者可利亚姐妹跟她的儿女。
So whether John speaking of the church or Sister Korea.
那么老约翰都说，你们都是我诚心所爱的。
John says that you are the one that truly loved.
你知道老约翰在巴伯海岛坐牢被关了。
John was imprisoned in the island of Patmos.
那么他在那里就得到了耶稣给他的异象。
He received the vision God gave him.
所以他写了启示录。
So he wrote the book of Revelations.
他从巴摩海岛被放出来的时候已经快100岁了。
When he was released from the island of Patmos, he was nearly 100 years old.
他不但牧养以弗所教会。
But still, he shepherded the church in Ephesus.
还到各教会去讲道。
He also proclaimed the gospel in other churches.
以前我在台湾浸信会神学院的院长叫 Dr. Hank.
When I was in Taiwan, there's a pastor.
Baptist Seminary.
Baptist Seminary. There's a pastor called Dr. Hank.
他前不久告诉我，他已经97岁了。
He says that he's 97 years old now.
还开着车到处去讲道耶。
But still, he drives his own car and to give sermons.
我就想到他的安全啊。
I consider about his safety.
因为他有时候还要上 highway.
Sometimes he also has to go onto highways.
我们有几个姐妹有驾照，但是都不敢上 highway.
There are some sisters among us, although they have driver's license, they don't dare to go onto highways.
人家这个老仆人97岁了。
But the old servant of God, he's 97 years old.
还到处拍拍照哈。
And he still goes around.
这句台语你们听不懂算了。所以你看他真的是做到死啊，为耶稣做到死。
He dedicated himself for God.
他有一点就是他心里充满了热。
So he's with passion.
那是圣灵的热。
And that's the fire from the Holy Spirit.
保罗写信给提摩太的时候，他说。神借着我按手给你的圣灵之火，这个恩赐之火再眺望起来。
So when Paul wrote to Timothy, he says that lift up the fire that the Holy Spirit gave it to you.
他在这里按着原文，就是说，在真理上我爱你们。
In the scripture, it says love in the truth.
意思说我老约翰啊，我是按照耶稣基督的话来爱你们。
He loved them for the sake of God's word.
我并不是按照我自己的喜好，我自己的意思来爱你们。
And it's not from out of my will, but from God's word.
他说啊，不但我在真理中爱你们。
He says that not only to love you in truth.
凡是一切知道真理的弟兄姐妹。
But whoever knows the truth.
哦，是不是到这里啊？这里意思就是说，如果你了解圣经的人，
The meaning here means that if you understand the Bible,
而且你应用圣经，
and also you can apply the Bible's truth,
对圣经有很多丰富主观的经验的人，
if you have many experiences through the Bible,
你自然会产生对弟兄姐妹的爱。
So there you must have the love to brothers and sisters.
在约翰一书五章二节有没有在这里？约翰一书五章二节吗
？In first book of John, verses chapter 5 verses 1。
不碰那么，在前面吧。哦，好，这个不是我自己操作，没问哈。但约翰一书五章二节就是说，你们若遵守我的诫命。啊，就知道是爱我的啊。约翰一书五章二节，这里讲说，我们若爱神，要遵守他的诫命，从久就知道我们爱神的儿女。
The verse says, "This is how we know that we love the children of God by loving God and carrying out His commands."
意思说，如果我真的爱上帝
，It means that if I really love God,
我一定会遵守。圣经
I must follow the rules in Bible.
那我也一定会爱弟兄姐妹
I must love brothers and sisters.
而且也会爱那些还没有信主的人
And also to love the ones who have not believed in Christ.
我们为真理爱弟兄姐妹。
For truth's sake, we love brothers and sisters.
还是在一，再回来。这里说爱你们是为真理的缘故哈。
It says here that the love comes from it's for the truth.
我们都有个经验，人的本性是不会持久的。
The love that comes from human nature that has bias and doesn't last very long.
我们不要说朋友哈。
But not to say friends.
我们说亲兄弟姐妹。
Even for our brothers and sisters.
都移民来美国。
We came to America.
彼此不来往。
But still, we don't communicate with each other.
同一个爸爸妈妈生的。
Even the brothers that came from the same family.
连一通电话都没有。
They don't even make calls to each other.
所以我常常想说，亲兄弟姐妹。
So even the brothers and sisters that come from the same parents.
加上神的爱。
With God's love.
那这个手足之情就能够长久。
So that the relationship between all the relatives can
last longer. 朋友也是这样。
And also for the friends.
同学也是这样。
And for classmates.
我们加上神的爱。
With God's love.
友情就能长久。
So the friendship can last longer.
那么在圣经的帮助之下，我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
With the help of Bible, we're able to love brothers and sisters.
所以我们读经、灵修、参加查经。
So as we study the Bible or go to Bible studies or fellowships,
那我们灵命越成长，
so as long as our spiritual life grow,
我们就越有爱心。
So the more lovable heart we can have.
我最近不断地在强调一件事情。
So these days I've been emphasizing on one thing.
你们大概还记得。
Maybe you can still remember.
我说基督徒在追求什么？一生在追求什么？
So what are the things that the Christians are always pursuing?
如果你对了，还是有书签。
If you answer the question correctly, you can get a book.
不，如果你要多拿也没关系。基督徒一生在追求什么？你告诉我，我一直在强调啊。
So what are we always pursuing?
我从那个退休会3月27，我就一直在讲这件事情，在强调什么？我们在追求什么呢？这一生就追求一件事嘛。
So our whole life we've been pursuing just one thing.
啊？所以讲了，对，追求高度，属灵的高度，就是你越来越像耶稣嘛。这一生就追求这个、啊。
The latitude of your spiritual life.
你越来越像主耶稣，你就越来越属灵嘛。
To become more like God and become more spiritual.
你看，使徒约翰不是讲一句话吗？他必增加，我呢？你记得那句话吗？约翰福音3:37，我必怎么样？减少嘛，对、啊。
Just like John the Baptist says in that he may be prosperous and I.
所以你自己很舒服啊，跟你相处的人也很舒服。
So that you are comfortable and whoever comes to you will also feel comfortable.
而且呢，神呢、啊，借着圣灵把他的话存在我们心里。
Through Holy Spirit, God has put His words in our heart.
有一次我的电脑中毒。
It was once that my computer was infected by a virus.
有个高手来帮我处理。
Some high tech people came to help me.
他把我5年来的存档统统弄不见了。
So he actually erased all data that I've accumulated for 5 years.
真是高手。
So it was really a high tech people.
你知道我有多心痛啊。
So how sad I was at that time.
所以现在我准备了两个硬碟。
So now I have 2 hard drives.
但是呢，我还是谢谢他，我还是谢谢这位弟兄啊。
But still, I thank this brother for helping.
但是圣灵不会，圣灵把神的话存在我们身，就不会中毒，也不会不见了啊。
But as the Holy Spirit saved the data like God's words in our hearts, it will never be erased.
如果不见了，我要找的高手就是耶稣嘛。
If it disappears, then the high tech people I want to go for is
Jesus. 他不会把我弄不见了。
Because you'll never erase the data.
然后圣灵说，他会让你想起神的话。
The Holy Spirit also promises to think of God's word.
比如说这个弟兄这个姐妹，他这个 case， 我应该用什么话来跟他谈，来帮助他的，安慰他，鼓励他。
Like how what word what verses should I use to comfort this brother and sister？
感谢主啊，这个圣灵让你想起神的话。
The Holy Spirit will also remind us God's word.
有一个姐妹非常的可爱。
So there's a very cute sister.
她说牧师，可是圣灵怎么没有让我想起他的话呢？
And she says, Pastor, why don't the Holy Spirit make me to think of God's word?
我问她说，你有没有每天灵修？
And I asked her, do you have spiritual
daily
devotion?
她说没有。
She says no.
啊，我说你有没有来参加查经？
I asked her, do you come to Bible study?
他说没有。
And she said no.
啊，对你的没有，这圣灵怎么会让你想起他的话呢？
So if you don't do all those, then how can the Holy Spirit remind you God's word?
我觉得他很可爱哈。
So I think she's very.
你一定有灵修，有读过，有看过。
So you must have daily devotion, or you must have read the Bible.
有跟弟兄姐妹讨论过。
Or you must have discussed the verses with brothers and
sisters. 他才会存档存在你的心里。
So that the file, just like the verses, can be saved in your heart.
而且我跟你讲。
And also, 如果 let me remind you,
你不知道这句话是什么意思，
if you do not understand what the verses mean,
你就一直祷告说，主啊，你告诉我这句话到底是什么意思。
And you must pray to ask God to tell you what means.
我也曾经哦，找了很多的参考书，网络找了很多，就找不到答案。
I found some references and I just couldn't find the answer.
然后我就在走来走去，主啊，你告诉我这句话是什么意思？走来走去。
So I was wandering around to ask God.Please tell me what does it mean.
你知道亚比斯的祷告吗？
Do you know the prayer for Yapis?
你们有没有这本书的英文版？有没有？
Do you have this book?
因为我听很多牧师讲道跟书里面，他说，哦，你祷告神就给你房子，祷告车子就给你车子，这样。
So some pastor will say that once you pray, that God will give you the house, the car, as long as you pray for it.
可是我认为这个解释是不对的。
But somehow I feel like the explanation is wrong.
可是我也说不出他什么哪里不对。
But it's hard for me to say how why is it wrong.
所以我就说，主啊，你告诉我这个到底怎么去解释。
So I pray God to tell me how should I explain this.
我就想起已经解经。
So I reminded that I should use the verses to explain another verse.
你知道神。应许给亚伯拉罕的后裔牛奶一蜜之地，对不对？啊，那块地，对不对
？So God once has promised Abraham to go to Canaan.
而且耶稣要进去的时候，给11个支派分土地，对不对
？When Joshua went to Canaan, he distributed the lands to 11 tribes.
耶稣要死的时候，他讲了一句话，他说：“我要离开这个世界，但是还有很多神给我们的土地是未得之地。”
Before Joshua died, he told the 11 tribes that although God has given us the land, but still there are many lands that haven't been received.
也就是说，这块土地你还没有得到，它不是圣地。
It means that since the land is not obtained, that means it's not a holy land.
因为这个土地还是有拜偶像。
Because the land still has many idols.
当神的儿女去得到这块土地，它就变成圣地。
So once God's children has acquired the land, then the land becomes the holy land.
我终于得到一个答案。
So finally I got an answer.
亚比斯的祷告说，神啊，求你扩张我的境界。
The prayer that Yapis prayed, that God please extend my realm.
就说，神啊，你把你应许要给我的土地，让我去得到，让这块土地成为敬拜神的圣地。
It means that God, please give me the land so that I can acquire the land and becomes the land that worships God.
Oh God, 如果今天我们带一个家庭信主，
So I tell you the truth, if we lead one family to believe in God,
他的家就是圣地。
So his house will become the holy land.
我们这里很多弟兄姐妹夫妇全家信主，你家就是圣地。
So here we have many brothers and sisters who.Believe in God, their whole family believes in God, and that is the holy land.
上帝对摩西跟耶稣说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
God spoke to Moses, saying that take off your shoes.
当然，我不是说你进到弟兄姐妹家里都要脱鞋，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that you have to take off your shoes when you go to brothers and sisters' house.
是这个家庭是没有沾染世界污秽，是没有拜偶像的家庭。
But it means that the family is not contaminated by idols, but it only worships God.
哦，当圣灵告诉我答案，我就好高兴，好高兴。
So when Holy Spirit told me the answer, I was so happy.
他说愿恩惠、怜悯、平安、真理、爱心常与你们同在。
It says that may the grace, the peace, and God's love can be with you always.
这个恩惠就是恩典。
The mercy here mean
就是说这个恩典只有神能够给你的。
So the grace can only be given by God.
这个世界不能给你。
The world cannot give you such grace.
你自己也不可能有。
And you cannot acquire it yourself.
那么神给人的恩典分成两种。
So there are two types of grace that God gives us.
在神学上，一种叫做普通的恩典。
The one is called the general grace.
比如说在马太福音第五章说，神降雨给义人，也给什么？
就是
对。
Like the Gospel of Matthew, it says that
神叫日头照海好人，也照什么？歹人。对，哇，你那刚刚谁讲？我有买二十个诗圈哈。对，你看这个叫做普通恩典，对不对？
So this is called the general grace that God gives rain to good people and to bad people.
那个不信耶稣的神也给他智慧。
So even though those who don't believe in God, God still granted them the wisdom.
所以他能够派出侏罗纪公园赚我的钱。我最近去看侏罗纪公园，他花钱去吓自己哈。
So that they can still have released very good movies.
这个叫做普通的恩典。
It means that the general grace here.
它是属灵的恩典，他们没有啊。
How come they don't have the spiritual grace?
当你信耶稣
，So once you believe in God,
圣灵住在你里面
，Holy Spirit is in you.
那么神就给你天上各样属灵的恩典。
So God is giving you all the graces from heaven.
因为有这个恩典
，And because of the grace,
所以我们可以在世上平安的过日子。
So we can live our peaceful life on earth.
耶稣说：“你们在世上有苦难，但你们放心，我已经胜过世界。”
Just like Jesus says, although there are suffering on earth, but take heart, I have conquered the world.
你们在我里面有平安。
And in me there is peace.
怜悯是什么？是我们人不配得到神的恩典。
And what does it mean for the mercy here?
那神怜悯我们。
It means that we don't deserve the mercy, but still God.
神没有按照我们的过犯待我们。
Because God didn't treated us like the transgressions that we deserve.
神如果按照我们的过犯待我们，我们今天没有一个人可以活到今天。
Because if God treated us like what we deserve, then we shouldn't be standing here today.
他不但没有按照我们的过犯待我们，还差遣耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
So he not only did not treat us like that we should, but also he sent Jesus Christ for us to die for our sins.
怜悯里面带着爱。
The mercy here is actually with love.
我在讲到我们有个姐妹。
There is a sister.
她要帮助一个单亲家庭。
She was going to help a single parent family.
她有三个小孩。
The family has three kids.
这个姐妹来找我。
The sister came to me.
他说：“林牧师，我不希望这个人觉得我帮助他，我高高在上，要怎么做到
？”So pastor, I don't want this family to feel like I'm so exhausted because I'm just helping them.
我今天要帮助一个人。
Since I'm going to help this family.
我要救济一个人。要救济一个人哈。
Yeah, I'm going to help this family.
但是我要保护他的自尊心。
But also, I want to protect their dignity.
不是说，你看，我有钱，我帮助他。这个他不是这个态度。
It's not like I'm in very high position and I'm just giving out money.
因为我们这个姐妹里面有怜悯。
Because there is mercy in the sister's heart.
怜悯里面有这个神的爱。
And also, it has God's love within.
她很怕说去帮助她，伤到这个姐妹。单亲妈妈的这个自尊心。
She was afraid that if she helped the family, that may hurt the feeling or the dignity of the family.
而且神的怜悯是永远给我们机会的。
Also, God's mercy is always giving us more a second choice.
我真的很感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
如果神不是给我机会
，If God didn't gave me the chance,
我可能在二十年、三十年，神就说好了。你就死了，你早一点回天家吧，
Maybe after 20 or 30 years, God will say that, well, you can go back to heaven now.
因为神的怜悯，我还能够在今天服侍他。
Because God's mercy, I can still serve Him until today.
然后他这个平安呢，是代表这个和平的意思。
And the peace here means, means a peaceful heart.
就是说，不管环境如何。
So no matter what the circumstances is,
我心里有平安。
There is peace within me.
我们这个礼拜五啊，中文查经班这个查诗篇108篇，对不对啊？
The Chinese fellowship on Friday they studied Psalm 108 last Friday.
我们常常讲到赞美神。
We always speak about praising God.
什么时候赞美神
？When do we praise God？
我不如意的时候。
When I'm not in a smooth circumstance.
我挫折的时候。
When I'm facing some difficulties.
我的教授让我晚一年毕业的时候。
When my advisor wants me to delay my graduation.
有个弟兄说，我求婚的时候，那个姐妹拒绝我的时候。
When I proposed and the sister rejected me.
我要请一个姐妹喝咖啡，她说没空了哈。
When I asked a sister to go to coffee shop, she said she rejected
me. 我不知道你会不会感谢赞美神。
I don't know if you will praise God in these situations.
当医生告诉我Mr. Lin, 你有 cancer 的时候。
When the doctor told me that you have cancer.
我唱一首歌。
I sing one song.
一面开车唱，主啊，你何伟大。
How great thou art.
赞美神。
I still praise God.
因为不受环境影响。
Because it's not affected by the situation.
所以他说啊，这个恩典、怜悯、平安从哪里来呢？
So where does the peace, the mercy, and the grace come from?
从父神和他儿子耶稣基督。
It is from God the Father and the Son Jesus Christ.
圣经在这个约翰福音10:30说，父与子原为一，合一。
In the Bible, it says Lord Jesus and God were one in the beginning.
所以耶稣他本来就是神。
Jesus was once God.
但是这两个有分别的。
But there is some difference between the two.
父神是恩典、怜悯、平安的源头。
God the Father is a source of grace, mercy, and peace.
但是我们透过耶稣得到这些恩典、怜悯跟平安。
But through the Son, Jesus Christ, we can acquire all the peace, mercy, and grace.
我们回到埃及了。OK， 好，好像没有到第六节。OK， 好，是不是？第五节嘛 ，OK， 第三节 ，OK， 好，我们再一起来读一下啦，来，耶稣连忙对他说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕哈。”这是什么？就在轰浪的时候，门徒害怕了。
So there was in the storm, the disciples were all afraid of the storm.
弟兄姐妹，我相信你人生或多或少会遇到一些轰浪。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you that in your life you must experience some storms.
那你曾经害怕过吗
？Have you ever feel afraid？
好，我们来读这个来，因为神本性一切的丰盛，都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的元首。感谢主，我们在耶稣基督里面，我们得到了神各样的丰盛。
Thanks to the Lord, we have acquired all the abundant blessings through Jesus Christ.
所以我发现我们很多弟兄姐妹都不敢跟上帝求的太多。
I found that many brothers and sisters don't dare to pray for too much.
我们是限制上帝来爱我们，很奇怪。
We have limited God's love.
以前有一个年轻的牧师，他告诉我。
There was a young pastor once told me.
他说林牧师，我告诉你。
Pastor Lin, I tell you.
如果你有信心。
If you have the faith.
你生几个上帝都会养。
No matter how many children you have, the God will raise them.
因为他在跟我示威嘛。他跟我示威了，是吧
？Because he is trying to.
因为我说我有两个小孩。
Yeah, challenge me.
我说我有两个小孩。
Because I said I have two kids.
他说：“我告诉你，我有五个小孩。”
He says, "Oh, I have five."
我说：“哇，这个人比我更有信心。”
Well, I was like,
因为我们常常是限制神的爱。
Because we sometimes limit God's love.
Okay, 我们好，我们看看哈，爱的命令哈。
Let's look at love's commandments.
好，哦，这个耶稣要我们彼此相爱，这是一个命令。
Jesus tells us to love one another. This is a commandment.
你是一定要做的。
This is something that you must do.
说照所受的命令遵循真理。
Walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us.
那个约翰说，我见我的儿女，
Just like John says, for find some of your children.
就是可利亚姐妹跟她的儿女，还有当地的教会。
That means Sister Korea and her children, as well as the local church.
一直用神的真理跟弟兄姐妹彼此相爱，这个他们并没有改变。
They have loved one another with truth, and it never changed.
这就是爱是永不止息。
That's like the love is everlasting.
所以他说，有照我们父所受之命令遵循的真理。
So that means that we follow the truth of like my father, just as the Father commanded us.
耶稣升天的时候，你知道他给我们一个大使命，对不对？
Before Jesus returned to heaven, he gave us a great commandment.
我们比较去注意十九节，十九节。
So let's look at verses 19.
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19.
但是我们忽略的二十节。
But we've disregarded verses 20.
好，这个二十节是说，凡我所吩咐的，你就教训他们遵守。
It says that teaching them to obey everything I have commanded to you.
我就常与你们同在。
And surely I am with you always.
直到世界的末了。
To the very end of the age.
所以我们就是遵循耶稣给我们的一个命令。
So therefore we need to follow the commandments Jesus gave us.
而且雅各他说，我见我的儿女啊，照着圣经来行，我就非常的欢喜啊。
Like Jacob once said that I'm rejoice because I see my children following Bible's truth.
好，我们来看哈，约翰三书三节到四节哈。
Let's look at
好，来我们来读一下来。来，有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我甚喜乐。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行。我的喜乐就没有比这个更大。好，哎呀，我发现说，你知道吼，一个牧师的喜乐是什么？我看到我们的弟兄姐妹这么爱主。
Where does the joy of pastor come from? It's always from brothers and sisters who loves God.
而且按照圣经的爱主爱弟兄姐妹。
They love God and love brothers and sisters through the truth of Bible.
那就非常的开心
了。So I'm overjoyed.
那么他说第二哈，说我们彼此相爱是因为起初的命令。
We know that love one another is because of the commandments from the beginning.
你知道耶稣在约翰福音十三章三十四、三十五节。
Like Jesus said in Book of John, verses.
大家都会背吧？他说你们要怎么样？彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样啊。
You must love one another just like I loved you.
那众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。
So that people may recognize that you are my disciples.
所以我们接受这样神的真理。
So we receive the truth from God.
就是接受耶稣。
That is to receive Jesus Christ.
我们弃绝这样的真理。
If we reject the truth.
就是弃绝主。
And that is to reject Jesus Christ.
好，您看我们来读一下来。又对门徒说，听从你们的就是听从我，弃绝你们的就是弃绝我，弃绝我的就是弃绝那差我的。所以今天神的仆人他是传讲神的话。
So today the servant of God is to proclaim God's word.
所以我们不是顺服这个神的仆人。
So we are not here to obey the servant of God.
我们是顺服主。
But to obey God.
你去看那个电视机，那个太监拿一个什么？皇帝诏曰有没有？有没有？有没有
？Just like you look at the TV show, the 太监。
你们都没有看过电视剧啊？那些大臣都跪下，是向太监跪吗？是不是？不是嘛？他只是替皇帝来传圣旨嘛，对不对？但你们不必跟神的仆人跪下了啊！ 这时候我们顺从主仆人所传的真理，就是顺从主。
So as we obey the truth that God's servant has given us, that is to obey God.
他说我们大家要彼此相爱。
It says that we need to love one another.
因为那个原文哈，这个中文圣经跟英文圣经呢，英文用 love， 那中文用爱啊，那个不明显。
In the scripture, it always says love.
因为呢，这里有讲到嘛哈。这个是希腊文啊，用这个英文的agape，agapao， 就是说神的爱。
But in Hebrew, the word agape means the love from God.
而且英文呢，不是用 each other， 用 one another， 对不对
？And also it says to love one another.
如果用 each other， 就是我跟你。
If it says each other, that only means me and you.
那其他人我都没有看见。
But it doesn't include others.
但 one another 不一样啊。
But if it says one another.
每一个我眼睛看得到的
，That means everyone that my eye can see，
我都应该爱他们
，And I should love them。
所以他说，我们大家彼此相爱。
So it says that we need to love one another。
在这里面告诉说，我一再强调，不是用人的血气来彼此相爱。
So I've emphasis here that we need not to love with how the world does。
约翰一书五章一节这样子讲
，In the first book of John, chapter 5 verses 1 to 2，
他说凡是信耶稣的都是从神生的。
It says that whoever believes in God was born from God。
那他也必爱从神生的弟兄姐妹。
And he must love the brothers and sisters who are also born from God。
那个弟兄姐妹那个字的原来的意思就是同一个父母生的。
The word brothers and sisters means that they actually originally come from the same parent.
在血缘上来，我们没有血缘关系。
Speak of the blood, we don't have any relationships in blood.
在灵性上，我们都是从神生的。
But spiritually, we were all born from God.
因为我们都是重生。
Because we were all reborn.
所以我们是属灵的骨肉。
So spiritually, we are all relatives.
所以我们是天。很天然的，我们就会彼此相爱。
So very naturally, we should love one another.
我这里要特别来强调一件事情哈。OK， 那我们来读一下来这个哈。哦，这个等一下哈。这里有一个就是说，如果你有真理，对不对？但是你没有爱，就会立法主义。
So if you only have the truth but without love, then it will lead to legalism.
好，我举一个例。有一个妇人淫乱。
For example, if a woman has committed adultery.
那些犹太人抓到耶稣那里。
The Jews brought the woman to Jesus.
他说按照摩西律法用石头把她打死。
They said that from the commandments of Moses, we need to kill him with stones.
耶稣说你们当中谁没有罪，那个人你就先拿石头把他打死。
But Jesus told them that whoever does not have sin, then they you can lift up a stone and hit her.
如果我们太讲公义，
if we only emphasize on the righteousness,
我们就没有爱心，
and we will lack love.
我们就常常会批评，
so we sometimes
某某弟兄某某姐妹，你这个不对那个不对，都没有爱心了。
So we sometimes said to brothers and sisters without love.
如果你有爱没有真理，就是自由主义。
But if you only have love without truth, then it leads to liberalism.
就是溺爱。
So that's a spoiled love.
有一次，我是不让一个牧师讲道。
There was once that I did not allow a pastor to preach.
因为他跟他的太太离婚。
Because he just divorced with his wife.
然后呢，又娶一个离婚的女人。
And then he married a woman who was also divorced.
耶稣说这是淫乱。
Jesus said that this is also committed adultery.
以前我在台湾门诺会浸信会，这样的牧师是禁止讲道。
And when I was in Taiwan, the Baptist churches, these kind of pastors are forbidden to preach.
是禁止牧会。
They are forbidden to shepherd churches also.
就有两个姐妹来找我。
Two sisters came to me.
你知道他跟我讲什么
？He told me that.
成龙讲过一句话，你们记得
？Jackie Chan once said.
他说我犯了全天下男人，那不包括基督徒的弟兄啊，所都会犯的错。你知道他讲过这句吗？
Jackie Chan once said that I've committed the sin that all men on earth could commit.
这两个姐妹叫做溺爱。
These two sisters are actually just loving him and spoiling him.
教会一定要圣洁。
Churches needs to be holy.
所以我们在这个利爱跟真理，我们怎么样这个平衡啊？
So how do we find?
不能光有利华，也不能光有爱。
So how do we find the balance between love and truth?
好，我们来读一下这个来。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。哦，耶稣为什么对啊？对对啊，耶稣为什么对一些传道人的马太福音第七章说？哦，他说主啊，我去传道，我不会医病赶鬼。耶稣说我不认识你。
Why does Jesus say to some ministers that when they spoke to Jesus said that Lord we can rebuke the demons and Jesus said that I don't know you？
哎，他会讲道，还会按手祷告，让病人好。耶稣怎么会不认识他呢？
So why don't Jesus recognize them even though they can preach, they can also cast out the demons?
就是这句话，没有爱心的，我们读来读一下来，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是。虽然你会讲道，
So even though you know how to preach,
你会医病赶鬼，
you can cast out demons and you,
但你没有爱，
you can heal, but if you are without love,
就像哥林多前书十三章说，是想的锣，明的拔。
You are just a musical instrument that sounds.
Okay, 好，我们最后来看到说，我们照着命，这个命令是复数
哈。So here the commandment, the word commandments is actually in plural.
这个爱有一个意思，
plural,
就是说，
plural.
我顺服耶稣。
It means that we need to obey Jesus.
So, 我爱弟兄姐妹。
So that we can, I can love brothers and sisters.
那换一句话说，如果我对弟兄姐妹没有爱，那我就是没有顺服耶稣。
So in other words, if I don't have the love to brothers and sisters, I'm not obeying Jesus.
而且神的爱是透过我们去爱弟兄姐妹。
God's love is through us that they can reach out to brothers and sisters.
好，你看啊，我们刚刚在这个读起英文的时候说。他说我们的爱心不要只在什么言语跟舌头上，对不对？总要在行为跟诚实上。
Just like the responsive reading used to say that God's love is performed in acts and truth, not only in words and tongues.
我不是用我的嘴说哎呀我爱你，
I'm not loving you just with the words.
你吃得饱穿得暖，
even though you've ate and you have clothes to wear.
我拿衣服给你穿。
I give you clothes.
我请你吃饭。
I treat you with dinner.
我到医院去看你。
I go to see you when you're in hospital.
我爱心奉献，为你奉献钱。
I give out money offerings.
但我不要用嘴巴说我爱你。
But I'm not just loving you by my mouth.
所以你们的爱心不要只在言语跟舌头上。
So the love should not perform only in words and tongues.
这个是一开始耶稣传道给我们的命令。
This is the commandments Jesus gave us from the beginning.
这个命令就是单数了。
And the command itself, it is in singular.
意思说历世历代的基督徒我们都要去遵行。
It means that the believers throughout the generations should follow the great command.
Okay.好，我来讲到一个哈，讲到有一件事情，就是圣经说我们要爱人如己，对不对
？The Bible says we need to love one another just like we love ourselves.
我哈吃那个肠胃药吃了差不多20年。
I take the stomach medicine for over 20 years.
我大概一年呢会有4到5次，大概5次啊到医院去急诊。
I go to the emergency 4 to 5 times a year.
然后因为牧师常常要参加这个什么宴席。
Because pastors usually have to go to some banquets.
台湾的宴席都是12道菜。
And the banquets always has like more than 12 dishes.
让我去参加。
And I go to the banquet.
但是我用看的。
But I can only look at them.
我很多东西都不能吃。
There are many things that I cannot eat.
咖啡也不能喝。
And I can't drink coffee.
啊，这个茶也不能喝。
And I can't drink tea.
辣椒也不能吃。
And I can't eat spicy food.
只要吃，大概就会住院。
Once I eat them, I might be hospitalized.
2004年，我换到另外一个教会。
And in 2004, I went to a different church.
我突然发现，哎，没有了，这些都好了。
And I found that all these symptoms were healed.
我来到美国，已经把那个二十年吃的药都丢掉，我到现在不吃药。
And as I came to America,
而且感谢主，我每天喝两杯咖啡。
All the symptoms were gone. Thanks to the Lord, I can drink two coffees a day.
我上午是咖啡，下午是茶。
I drink coffee in the morning and tea in the afternoon.
而且泡菜也可以吃。
And also I can eat kimchi.
那我去那个中国餐厅的时候，哎，你要这个芥蓝菜牛肉要不要加辣？说是要。哎。
So when I go to Chinese restaurants, I can also order spicy dishes.
你知道什么原因吗
？You know why?
我发现说。因为我去的那个新的，他们都对我很好。
Because when I went to the new church, they treat me well.
那我就没有压力。
So I was not pressurized.
我就很开心。
I was not stressed and I was very happy.
我就跪下来祷告。
And I kneeled down to pray.
我说主啊，我说主啊，我说主耶稣啊。
I said Lord.
从今以后。
So from today on.
我要对每一个人很好。
I will treat everyone nicely,
让他没有压力
so that they will not feel
stressed, 让他很开心
so they can be happy,
不会生病
so then they will not be sick,
啊，不要吃药
so they don't need medicine anymore,
可以多活几年
so then they can live out longer,
这种好事我为什么不做呢
so this is actually good things, why didn't I do it in the past?
你们会不会发现我很好商量对不对平易近人对不对这不是我自己讲的
so do you find that I'm easy to go with?
我的目的是什么
？My purpose
让你健康
is to make you feel healthy, make you
让你不要吃药
make you happy and you don't
而且多活几年
so you don't need medicine anymore
这个多好
how good it is
我们最后来读这段圣经来可不可以再高一点呢、啊？
不行，
可以吗？好，来来以弗所书二章第四节，来 OK 来。就是神所预备叫我们行的对你让一个人不生病多活几年这个是很大的善事尤其对姐妹来讲她不容易的哇说你五十岁了哎呀姐妹你看起来怎么像三十岁你知道她今天 绝对高兴一整天对不对
If you tell a sister, well, you look like 30 years old, even though they're 50, they will be happy all day long.
祝福弟兄姐妹，特别是姐妹们，神祝福他的话，感谢主。
May God bless his word.